Today's words of wisdom, Let God Serve Through Us, will be presented in French and English with subtitles in Arabic, Olaxiso-Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolia, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Urdu and Turkish. La Suisse est un pays niché au cœur de l'Europe, aux paysages naturels somptueux. On y trouve des montagnes à couper le souffle, de magnifiques lacs et fleuves, de douces collines vallonnées, des prés, des villages dignes de cartes postales, des petites villes, mais aussi des villes agités, où de nombreuses entreprises multinationales ont établi leur siège européen. La Suisse a été fondée en 1291 et a atteint sa taille actuelle en 1815. C'est l'une des démocraties les plus anciennes et les plus efficaces. Ses citoyens ont en effet le droit de vote sur chaque décision importante du gouvernement. Bien que de petite taille, la Suisse a quatre langues nationales, l'allemand, le français, l'italien et le romanche, et est un bel exemple de la coexistence pacifique de différentes cultures et religions. La Suisse est connue pour sa neutralité et ses efforts humanitaires et a notamment accueilli de nombreux réfugiés. La ville internationale de Genève est située dans la partie francophone du pays et les Nations Unies, la Croix-Rouge internationale, l'OMC et beaucoup d'autres organisations internationales y ont établi leur siège. Parmi les Suisses célèbres, l'on compte Henri Dunant, qui a inspiré et aidé à créer le Comité international de la Croix-Rouge, le champion de tennis Roger Federer, l'actrice Ursula Andress, l'architecte Le Corbusier, l'écrivain Jean-Jacques Rousseau et tant d'autres. En 1993, l'humanitaire de renommée mondiale et guide spirituel, le Maître suprême Chinghai, a accepté l'invitation de sincères aspirants à la vérité. Elle s'est rendue dans ce beau pays enchanteur afin de partager sa sagesse et sa connaissance du royaume de Dieu. Nous vous invitons à présent à suivre la conférence intitulée « Laissons Dieu servir à travers nous » donné par le Maître suprême Chinghai à Genève, en Suisse, le 20 avril 1993.
Supreme Master Chinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
So as a tradition in the United Nations, in Geneva, we began with meditation. I'm very happy for the world that in the United Nations, people meditate. Since ancient times, the great kings were always those who have deep insight and those who practice meditation method in order to be connected with heaven and to know the will of heaven before they are able to govern the earth affair. That's why since ancient times, the great kings of wisdom, they always rule with compassion and wise system, and their names always stay forever in the hearts of the people, and they never have to use violence or armed force to conquer. They use love and wisdom, and we have the reason to feel happy that here in the United Nations such people exist. Because actually, the personnel in the United Nations are more or less kings of the world. Because we don't rule only one nation, but whatever service we do here affect the whole world. I'm so happy that there is a tradition here that we meditate.
Yes.
Not once a week, but also every day at home. Once a week is only when we get together here to do it in a symbolic way. But the more important practice carries on at home and even at work. Our system of meditation is a continuous process, 24 hours, for those who seek wisdom and for those who likes to serve the world with love and dignity and, of course, wisdom. When we are connected with heaven through different means of meditation or deep prayers in sincere longing to know the will of God, we will be able to serve the world in a better light. Because the light from heaven, which comes through meditation, will be able to shine our path in whichever path we choose to serve the world. Of course, here in the United Nations, your work are most noble, most important. I have always been following the activities of the United Nations and feel very happy that our Earth, our planet, at least have such a universal body who serve the whole world and not only one or two government, and selflessly and sometimes sacrifice even their precious lives for the peace of the world. For instance, like in Cambodia, the Peace Army, or in many other not very stable countries. This demands sometimes the sacrifice of personal comfort and safety and even lives. And let's hope that in the future all the world will heed the advice and the direction of the United Nations, and that we live in a more loving atmosphere of brotherhood. And of course, the meditation practice, which is headed by the group, would be a great benefit. As I have said, that since ancient time, all the wise kings, they rule with love and wisdom, and never with force. So it is very, very good that the personnel in the United Nations do meditation together. That is very, very touching to know. And if you like to try some other kind of meditation, of course we are willing to offer, and with no condition, no binding, no charge whatsoever. Just with the love to serve the world through you, to let God serve through us.
About your doctrine about vegetarian diet, and what if somebody has the willingness to follow and unconsciously or not knowingly eat meat? How would that affect?
Oh, that's they'll probably give you a little bit of stomach ache. But you meditate a little bit more that day, and that will be no problem. Yeah, we can't always avoid. The vegetarian diet is only to propagate more loving kindness, which already exists in us, to polish it more, to bring it to a fuller extent to all beings, including our younger brothers and sisters. That is just to show our love and also to polish our compassion. But if we do something unconsciously, well, no one can blame us. God would not. Thank you.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
I would like to know what it means, initiation.
Oh, initiation means you very sincerely longing to want to know our kingdom of God within, our own greatness, our inherent wisdom. Yeah? Because we have it inside. You just forget to don't know where to switch the button. And because the button is not visible, therefore, it has to be done invisibly within ourselves. So at the time of initiation, the experienced friend or guide will help you to push open that button. And from then on, you enter into the circle of sainthood and you know your wisdom. And when the button is pushed open, there is some signal, yeah, like bright light coming through or heavenly music. That is the signals of the opening of the kingdom of God within you. You already have it. The master or the teacher don't give you anything. Just help you to recover it. Yeah? That's his initiation.
You have done a lot of work visibly for the refugees of the world. How about the drug problem of today? What kind of visible aid?
You're right. Drug begins with ignorance and frustration of the young people of our age. Because many of the organizations sometimes failed in satisfying their spiritual need for the higher meaning of life, more than just material. Because material today we don't lack. Therefore they are charmed, they are seduced into taking drugs, because in taking drugs, sometimes they can have hallucination and feel comforted for a very short time. But little did they realize the very grave consequence after that. Therefore, meditation is the best way to relieve all this suffering of the people when they want to know God. They want to know happiness inside. Because our happiness through meditation, through the light and the music of heaven, is everlasting. And it's always improved, and always more and more happiness, and never have any consequence like the drug. If we can propagate more the meditational benefit, then the drug effect on people will be less, and they will understand where to turn to for a longer lasting happiness.
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion U.S. dollars each year in the United States. $33 billion U.S. dollars in the U.K. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion U.S. dollars in the U.K. Harmful effects: brain damage, stroke, heart disease, liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence. Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the U.S., 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the U.S. committed 70,000 crimes in a 3-month period. Social costs. U.S. businesses lose $100 billion U.S. dollars per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion U.S. dollars per year for healthcare, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users. Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production. Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities. Plus more.
I would just like to come back to the subject of enlightenment and initiation. Which I see it, you put the word immediate before.
Yes. Immediate enlightenment means immediate.
But the initiation periods in ancient Egypt, for instance, were at least 7 years, weren't they?
I understand.
And usually initiation is regarded as a rather long process by which one earns enlightenment.
True.
Yeah, I know it suits our modern life to say, boop, we can now be enlightened, but
yes.
I wonder what the process is.
Yes, okay. In the ancient times, it's not easy to find a master even. And if you find one, they test you for long years. Test very long, like Milarepa of Tibet. Test him 4 years with a lot of scolding and beating sometimes. But today, if you do that, the master will be put in jail. It's not allowed anymore. And besides, our world with a very fast and advanced way of life, we can't just cling on to that kind of method of testing disciples. Today, we have to tune in with the modern pace of the society. And of course, it makes more trouble for the so-called teacher. Yeah, because he has no time to ground the disciples, to make them earn what is very precious. But what do you think? If a master do that, how more long will we be enlightened? It takes a long time. You see, the enlightenment is very fast. But the process of 7 years is to test the disciple and to ground them into moral discipline. That is very good also. But because of that, in ancient time, not many people enlightened. And because of ignorance, they crucified Jesus. Because not many people know what enlightenment is and what meditation practice is. Is it so new and so strange? Therefore, today, many masters, they open. Yeah, they make it open to the public. That is as a sacrifice of the master. Time, expense, and a lot of effort to bring the disciple into a fast moral standard and a very high level of enlightenment. It's different time. Yeah, you're welcome. And enlightenment doesn't mean you are completely enlightened. Yeah, you have a taste of enlightenment so that you are encouraged to go further with it. Yeah. And in the olden time, master don't do that. I let you first work and really suffer for it. And then you appreciate it more.
Could you define or describe enlightenment as you understand it?
Oh, yes. There are two levels within our existence. One is the so-called ignorant, the other enlightenment. Yeah? And we step through the border, we come into enlightenment. Enlightenment implies light. So when you sit in quietness, through the help of the experienced teacher, you have light. You've seen light flooding through you. Yeah? And then you feel elevated. You feel changed. You enter into different dimension. And once you enter there and registered, you never come back again. You still work in the world, still do your business, fulfill your duty as a housewife or husband or United Nations personnel, but inside you are contact with the higher world. Yeah. And not only light that we see beautiful heavenly mansions, which like Jesus said, in my Father's house there are many mansions. Yeah. We can visit and we can see sometimes ancient masters and learn from their wisdom in order to put this into the use of our daily service to the world. And that's why we work more effective, yeah? And less effort, but more result, because we are wiser. We learn from the masters. Because these masters never die. They just ascend into a higher level of existence. And if we ascend to their level, we meet them also. We can learn from them. That's a better way to learn than just to learn from limited scriptures or Bibles, which sometimes we don't understand the meaning anyhow.
To my best knowledge, Guangqin Lao Hersang, the monk Guangqin, died in 1986, at the age of 96. And through his life, sometimes he meditated as long as 4 months, without eating anything, without drinking anything.
That's possible.
And this thing happens 4 times through his life. And before he passed away, he said, I will be reincarnated and come back. Next time when I come back, I will be in the province of Guangxi, China.
Yeah.
Could you comment on that? Of course, they have the Ingo Guangxi.
Why Ingo?
How can it be happening?
That he come back?
Why Guangxi? Why not Guangdong?
Guangdong, right? Yes. Wow. Well, he likes Guangxi better, you see. That's his choice. Some saints, they do come back at will. Once we enter the circle of sainthood and mount into a different level, higher level, we can choose to reincarnate wherever we want. But sometimes they choose to reincarnate in a place where they have more affinity with these people. Yeah? That's all.
我追求真理向往真善美因为我的那个就很多灾难嘛所以我已经修炼佛道好几年了做了好几年的meditation但是我也很坏的身体所以我修炼效果不好所以我就想请您指教就是能不能给我一个方法能不能很快就顿悟这样懂那您修观音法门嘛你修我们的法门好不好
等一下叫你，你要的话，你供着完就到我家那边来叫你。哎呦，太好了！哎，谢谢。你没时间，OK， 不客气。She said that could I teach her something that this is faster that because she meditated many years and she didn't feel much effect. Yeah. So I said yes, sure. Are you come to my house after your work and I teach you? That's what it was. Okay. Yeah. No problem. Yeah.
Yeah. What is your view of life after death?
Oh, I see. Well, you asked me too early.
No, but most of us have a
understand.
View of it.
Yes.
I mean, either everything is finished or
no.
Something is going
on.
How it would be going on.
We die every day during meditation. Many people do not know what dying is because they don't die every day. Yeah. When we meditate, sometimes we die. We die, but we come back again because our silver cord is not broken yet, as it would be at the time of death. So we die, we go to different world, we live this physical world for a while, maybe sometimes for some hours or months like the Guangqin Lao Shang, yeah. But we come back again. That's the process of death. Just like you walk from this room outside the door anytime. It's no problem. But that is to the one who are virtuous, and who live up to the will of heaven, and who meditate, and who contact the kingdom of God within. Then they die just like walking through the door to a better room, a more glorious world. But to those who are heavy burdened and who do not fear God and who do things which are not according to God's loving law, then they have a lot to fear. At the time of death, they suffer tremendous pain, and also they sometimes sink to a little bit lower existence, which is more terrifying, more suffering. That's what we call hell. For us, no problem. We die every day. Yes, sir.
I wonder if you could give us a few basic points of your teachings. I noticed you have written a few books, and I just want to know very briefly what's the few basic points of your teaching or your theory. That one, what should one do to become enlightened, to what one should believe in, to the basic, those basic points.
Understand.
Thank you.
Our teaching doesn't advocate any particular religion, but you stay with your own religion, yeah? And we just help you at the time of initiation to make contact with your faith. For example, you believe in God, yeah? And we help you to see God. If you believe in Buddha, fine, you will see the Buddha. And you can learn from God or Buddha directly. But through the non-verbal teaching, from the heaven, you see, not have to use language. Therefore, at the time of initiation, I don't talk. We just sit quietly. And then in silence, you will be enlightened. Because your nature is enlightenment.
The many levels that you have mentioned, when one meditates, how does one overcome this kind of fear when you go into different levels?
The first level is called astral level. There are many tricks there. Because it's a lower level, it's a level of still illusion and maya, and hells exist there also. And of course, you might traverse it, and then maybe you encounter some kind of unfriendly beings. But the master is there to protect you, to pass through this unfriendly region and to go higher. No problem. Many of my fellow practitioners, they're very happy, very, very beautiful, very excellent in feeling. You feel renewal, like you're charged with full of energy. You will be like a newborn person.
Je voudrais vous demander si vous avez déjà été attaqué par des énergies négatives dans votre travail pour vous empêcher de travailler.
Si, si. I have been attacked also by some of these so-called negative energies, yeah? But when they encounter the light which is surrounded a practitioner, like myself, for example, then they melt like noodles or like nothing. So I have never been harmed. I never fight back. Just naturally, they stopped. They just melted. One of the practitioners, after she became a disciple, she told me that she was a kind of a Taoist, you know. She practiced until she can manifest a knife that long, a knife, with invisible knife. And whomever she directs that knife to is assured of eternal death. And she directed that knife to me while I was lecturing somewhere without telling anybody, because it's invisible. It's a form of light and sharp about that long. But when it came to me, the light that surrounded me just melt that knife, and she surrendered. Now she became a disciple. We have that. We have that even on tape. she confessed that after becoming disciple. Otherwise, nobody know. I never talk about it. vous avez
oui,
compris?
J'ai compris.
Merci. Si.
Avez-vous contact avec les centres de sagesse de notre planète? Shambhala. Ou Lagartha, ou des choses comme ça.
Il y a beaucoup, de gens qui y a déjà passé. Hein? On peut tout le temps contacter. Yeah. C'est pas de problème. Mes disciples, pour mes disciples, c'est déjà plus facile. All my disciples or the fellow practitioners can contact them also. And they see Jesus, Buddha, sometimes even already at the time of initiation.
Que pensez-vous sur notre planète des manifestations du phénomène des UFO, UFO?
They are the other planets which are more advanced in technology, yeah? And in our universe, there are many planets like that. Sometimes they make UFO for sale. Maybe in the future we can buy one. Yeah, it's not a joke.
Je ne comprends pas pourquoi on dit que Dieu est bon et il y a tant de souffrance dans le monde.
Ah, this is not God's fault. This is our fault. We see things with different eyes. We should see with the true eye, then we see the true goodness of God. For me, the world is perfect. And no suffering, nothing. But for you, there is suffering. Therefore, I am here. Tell you to go into the world of non-suffering. You see, different, yeah. Just like a cat. You put her in front of television, she don't see movement. Or the owl, in the daytime, the sun shines brilliantly, but he never know there is a sun. And he say, there's no sun. But for us, there is sun, because we have different eyes.
Oui, mais quand vous avez des gens qui sont proches de vous et qui souffrent moralement, physiquement, avec le troisième homme, vous ne voyez plus rien?
Si. Si je veux pas voir les illusions du monde, je vois pas. Mais parce que celui qui souffre, moi, je descends et vois comme lui-même, pour lui aider. Si. If I want to help him, of course I have to come down to his level and understand and help him to go up. Just like you help a child to learn ABC, even though you have PhD.
But can we help directly by meditation the sufferings of the world?
Yes, somehow. Somehow we help. But because everyone must be enlightened himself in order to get out of the suffering. Otherwise, there's no use. It helps, of course, just like you are a professor in a university. And of course, you help your children to be more intelligent by help them with the homework, yeah? But he himself must be a PhD later in order to know how to work, how to earn money, how to have a high position in the world. So it helps a little bit, but each one must be enlightened. Yeah. Otherwise, one Buddha enlightened enough, one Jesus enough. To be enlightened, you don't need to run away from family, don't need Himalaya, nothing. Because if you have a teacher at your home, you don't need to go. I did not have teacher that time. I wasn't enlightened. I don't know where to go to find master, so I have to leave home.
How can children practice your method?
Children, when 6 years old, if they are with parents, they can be initiated into half. And when they are 12, if they have parents who also practice, they can be initiated full. If they don't have parents, they have to wait until 16 years old.
What? Why the parents desire initiation what? For the children?
The children must want it. We respect young and old. And I always tell people never to force other people into initiation or any kind of practice if they're not ready. Yeah. Oh, I think we have to conclude our meeting. And I have to thank God that allows such a noble meeting to take place through the kindness and egoless service of Madame, the coordinator of the meditation group. I'm very touched by her efforts and kindness and generosity. And because of her invitation, the invitation of the United Nations, that I even made a trip to Europe this year, which I hesitated for a long time, even though I have been invited. Yeah. So you are kind of a push, huh? The United Nations invitation is good for the whole Europe. You see that? How good the United Nations is? Thank you very much. And I wish you continue with your noble work. That would be beautiful for the world.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Merci pour votre chaleureuse présence à l'épisode du jour des Paroles de Sagesse. Nous sommes impatients de vous retrouver vendredi pour la conclusion de Laissons Dieu servir à travers nous. Dans un instant, retrouvez modèle de réussite. Alors restez avec nous sur Supreme Master Television. Que votre esprit soit léger et radieux avec les bénédictions et la grâce de Dieu. Thank you for your warm-hearted presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. We look forward to your company again on Friday for the conclusion of Let God Serve Through Us. Models of Success is up next. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your spirit be light and bright with God's blessings and grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.